Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
Wanted to get with you. This is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, man. I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Well, hey guys, this is Terry with TerryWilson3.com. I'm in the studio with Miss Lindsay.
Hey.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
And Mr. Reagan.
I'm here.
He's here, and he's trying to figure out how to operate a computer. We fortunately have him in tech support. Do you see Pure Chat yet?
I'm looking. I'm on Pure Chat. I just don't see the Let's Chat button.
Oh, goodness. Well, the Let's Chat button should be in your bottom right-hand corner. So for you guys that are just joining us, if you've got questions tonight, we'd love to answer them. I already see one coming in,
Reagan. Gary, so I guess it's working now. It's just not Reagan, showing up.
You just don't see it, but everyone else sees it.
I guess so it's my cookies.
Good. So we got stuff coming in, so it's good to have everyone on. This is episode 337. Tonight, we're talking about how $20,000 plus was made in October by myself and other reps and folks in TW3. And Lindsay, we were talking about it before, and I'm going to let you keep me accountable.
Okay, I'm good at that.
I said, you know, I don't want to be that guy, that internet guru guy or whatever that just says, hey, look at me, I'm, you know.
Right.
You know, and Reagan even brought up the name of a very infamous person. I don't want to come across as disparaging.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah, but I just don't want to be, you know, standing out in front of a Lamborghini painting your car or whatever, you know. I don't want to be that guy, you know.
So. I would never approve that, just well, so you know, just, if we took a vote.
We also don't have a Lamborghini.
Plus, we don't have a Lamborghini. I've got a Honda Accord, and I just bought it, so I don't want it. I don't think they'd frown on that for my lease company.
In my garage with my Honda Accord. Yeah.
See all these books? I think we might be giving away too much there.
No. Nobody will ever figure that out.
But the point is, the deal's real. It's legit. Mm-hmm. You can, and whether it be this business or any other business, the main thing I want to convey to people is there is a reality that you can walk in to where you can make good money.
Yes.
Working for yourself, having your own business. It's not a pipe dream.
No, it's definitely not. We're living it.
We're living a dream. You sound like me when I was, that was me and a buddy. He was making fun of me because I was out and down and out and doing something and in a place I didn't want to be. And I took a picture of what I was doing at times. I'm living a dream. But I won't say where I was at and what I was doing.
Oh, goodness.
But that can cut both ways. But the point is, that you don't have to punch a clock. You don't have to, you know, fight traffic.
I don't even know if I could function in that world anymore. That's like, I used to.
I tell you, I'm scared.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why I'm scared. Because I'm like you. I don't know if I could do a real job anymore.
Yeah.
I'm spoiled.
Well, working for yourself, making your own hours, working from where you want, wearing what you want. Drinking what you want. I mean, I have
drinking on the job.
No. I'm talking about my coffee. Like, I've got my coffee in my desk upstairs.
Right.
Justin built me a desk, and he built it really, really ridiculously oversized.
Yeah.
And I have my own coffee pot on it.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
So, I mean, and being able to go and you and Justin say, hey, let's go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And not only have, there's one thing to have the monetary resources to be able to do that. But also the freedom, because I've got friends who are doctors, who are lawyers, who are engineers, who are, you know, professionals, you know, that make really good money.
Mm-hmm.
But the company, the organization that they work, they're owned.
Well, and that's, I'll be honest, I have that life, but Justin is an engineer.
Right.
And his work job cramps my travel.
It's like, would you work for yourself? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I took the kids with my mom to the beach this year, and I went back with Justin when he could. And, you know, we've done other things as a family, but like, he couldn't come. He had to work.
Yeah. Well, I got spoken to by a person that I give the authority to and reverence to do that. And he says, one thing you need to be aware of, Terry, is not everyone can just up and go when they want. And sometimes when you're talking to folks, just be aware of that so that they don't feel like, oh, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I want to let people know I'm nothing special. I'm a college graduate or a college dropout. You're the college graduate here. I mean, I went to school for 6 weeks and dropped out. Came from the ninth poorest county in America.
Wow.
It's where I was raised and functioned and went to high school with. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to someone. We had our volunteers banquet over the weekend. We have, you know, about 150 volunteers that serve at our church. Mm-hmm. And we want to honor them once a year and say thank you for giving back and helping and supporting the church and the ministry and all the things we do. We've got 23 active ministries, you know, from military ministry to benevolence to clothing to the Grace of God Rescue Mission that takes people in that are homeless. We've got a lot of great things going on. And so we give this thing back. But I was just sitting at the table with a couple that I've known for years. And we were talking about, they were talking, you know, they got some family that just always down and out, always negative Nancy, always, you know, woe is me, you know, I'm a victim. And you know, bad things happen to good people. I'm not saying that. But they were just, and they says, I just don't know how to talk to those people. And I said, I'll tell you what you do. Take them out to eat. And when you take them out to eat, take them to the Dragon Palace there and I named the restaurant. And I says, and when you go in, I want you to say, hey, I want you to come up here and read this. And there's an article that's written by the local paper on the wall there. And I want you to have them read it to you. And they says, why? And I says, because it tells the story of the owner of that restaurant, who's a personal friend of mine, who how he was fleeing the communists in Cambodia, getting shot at by, you know, the communists, and was able to be rescued out of that country. Came to America, couldn't speak a stitch of English, learned the language, became an American citizen, bussed tables for like 10 years until he learned a trade, took all that money, seed money, started his own restaurant, and last year he retired a millionaire. He's in the same county this person is. I said, opportunity is all around us. It's a matter of what do you do with it?
Right.
What do you do with it?
Wow.
I mean, here you've got people that are, you know, your family, and they were born in this wonderful country, born with the same opportunity, and really born at a level, a head start.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah. You know, but it's not about, you know, how you start, it's how you finish. It's not about what happens to you, it's how you respond. Mm-hmm. I says, show them that article. Let them.
Yeah.
And I says, that's what I preach every Monday night on our podcast. Right. You know, entrepreneurialism, it is the great equalizer.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter your color. Doesn't matter your creed. It doesn't matter your religion. It doesn't matter anything. If you've got a dream, a goal, or something you want to do,
you can do it.
Go after it.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, hey, I'm already on my soapbox. Let's get this out of the way and we'll get started. A little pause for the calls. If you've heard me say it many times on this podcast, earners are learners and leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow there. And the way you get there is surrounding yourself with great content. Seth Godin said, you're the sum total of the five people you hang around the most. So why not hang around winners? Why not hang around people that have gone further than you? And the way I do that is I put these little ear pods in every day, and I'm listening to people that are making 5-10 times as much as I am, that have gone further, that have a greater imprint, impact, influence online, and I want to get there. And so I'm trying to learn from the best. And you can go to terrywilson3.com/freebook. That's terrywilson3.com/freebook. Get a free audio trial. Check out a few books. Get one for free. Check them out. If you like it, you can keep the service. It's like $15 a month, but you'll want to keep it. But if you don't, You just cancel the subscription.
I love it.
Isn't that great?
I love it. Audio, Audible.
Audible and audio podcast and all these different audio books. I love it. I use it every day when I walk, when I golf, when I do everything. You know, the good book says, know those who labor among you. And one of the things I do, I know I've got a lot of recruiters that are listening to this show, watching this show. One of the things I recommend is doing a background check on the people that you're going to go in business with. You can go to terrywilson3.com/background and get a trial on a free background check. And lastly, I wrote a book 2 years ago called You Are Worth More. If you'd like to get the first four copies of that for free, just to check it out, sort of my background, my backstory, what I'm about, you know, what gets me excited, because we were talking before we started, I've been on the mountaintops, been in the valleys, you know, I've sort of done it all. And that book sort of goes in that, and you get the first four chapters for free. So that go over to terrywilson3.com/worthmore if you want that. Reagan, do we have any shout outs or anything we need to knock out before we get going?
Yeah, we do. We have Gary here. Says, hey, give a shout out to Aaron Smith, who's a Plus member, Will Owens, who's a rep, and Shane, I don't want to mess up the last name, but Spasik, who's an Elite member.
Cool. Thanks as always. Hey. Well, welcome on, guys. If you got questions, just pipe them in. Reagan is over there to answer your questions. You got any specific thing you want to talk about? Now, we do ask if you've got membership questions, since we do have members on here, you know, specific membership questions on how to and software questions and marketing questions. For a more specific answer, we handle those on Wednesday nights. This is for people who are non-members that have a general question.
I have a quick tech question.
Go right ahead.
For your computer, what are you using? Using Chrome or are you using?
I use Chrome.
And you see the Let's Chat?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't see it?
I still don't see it. I've cleared cookies. I've done everything. Now, when I go to Safari, I see it, but I'm just wanting to make sure that people can see, you know, the box. This is my...
Well, just ask someone, Gary's on.
Gary sent one in, but normally by now we'd have a few more, which could just be everybody's a little bit quiet. I mean, it's
okay. No, well, no, we've been chatting a lot, so we'll give them. If you've got questions, there should be an icon in your bottom right hand corner. And I sit over there because I just refreshed mine and I went over there. Look at it on your phone as well. You can pull it up. You know,
did you recently install a pop up blocker?
I did.
That would be why then.
Well, my browser got updated. And that's
so if you don't see that, try a new browser, because I'm using Chrome and it's actually a black box on the bottom of the screen that I can't see.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, you can disable that pop-up blocker too. And yeah, probably. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, even the technical gurus have problems, don't they?
This is what we do on our end.
That's exactly right. Problem solved.
I got a shout out to two people that are on my team.
Yeah.
Paul and Keith. If you guys are watching tonight, what's up?
What's up? your trainer and recruiter said, what's happening?
Yes.
So, Lindsay.
Yes.
You've been working a call center.
I have.
And talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
And give the guys, you know, because one of the things about this business, people's asking, you know, It is a software business. It is an online business. It's online marketing. It can be very complicated if you try to do everything at once.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very easy if you will just do the first, you know, six steps, as we say.
Yep.
Just get your funnel set up and start driving traffic to that and responding to the people that go through the funnel. You've been doing that for the last 2, 3, 4 weeks now.
It's been about five.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You've been working it regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the people, you know, because you're starting to really gain traction and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't want to brag on you, but I am. And give the folks that are new to TW3 or thinking about starting TW3 okay. some tips on what to do.
So if you've been around and you've heard me talk at all this year, you know that I am crazy organized.
Right.
My entire life is a perfectly choreographed dance. And heaven forbid I get sick or a kid gets sick or something throws my planner.
Throws you off quick.
But yeah, so the number one thing would be to be organized.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time on Sunday night. I sit down and I plan my entire schedule, because working TW3 is a side hustle for me now, in
right.
addition to my other business
right.
and my other responsibilities.
Right.
So I map out 1 to 2 hours a day,
right.
depending on the day.
Yeah.
And I put those strategically in my planner. So that is my TW3 time.
Okay.
And so then when I get the leads, when they come through to my email, the very first thing I do, because people open text messages.
Right.
They do.
That's brilliant what you're doing there.
The very first thing I do is I take those leads and I send a text and I say, hey, this is Lindsay. I'm a TW3 elite member and coach. I would love to discuss this opportunity with you. Are you available tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m.?
And you suggest the time.
And I also say the time zone. I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
Because there's people across the whole country.
Right.
So I text them that. And then, you know, most of the time they'll respond and we'll work out a time that works for both of us.
Right.
If I don't get a text response, then the next day I will send an email. And if I still don't get a response from the email or the text on the third day, I'll give them a call and leave a voicemail and then I'll close out the lead. That means that person's no longer interested.
Right. It's cold. It's gone cold.
Right. Yeah. But I do all three attempts.
Right.
Because some
people, I think it's brilliant that order that you're doing it in as well, because the most effective one is the text.
Right. People read, 96% of text messages?
97 is the last thing I saw from MailChimp. Yeah. They put out the stat that I get, and it's 97% of text.
Yeah. So honestly, if they don't respond to my text message, I'm still going to do my due diligence to that lead and chase it all the way down. But I pretty much know if they don't respond to my text message, they're not interested. They found another opportunity.
Now, have you found that when you sent a text and an email that you finally got a hold of someone, if you called them, have you tried the first two things, not got them, but then did get them because you
once did, or twice,
once or twice.
And when they did, they didn't really know who was calling and they kind of were annoyed.
I got you.
Like, so it was like they were answering because they didn't recognize the number.
Gotcha.
Not an intentional appointment. Gotcha. So really, I'm going to keep monitoring the process, change that third contact attempt back to a text message.
Right.
Because people don't really like to be called unless they know you're calling, is what I'm finding.
Now, I want to stop you right there. One of the things that when we first started this business, we drove traffic to the call center extension of the member, and it was always a phone call. We still use the language call center because people can wrap their heads around it. But really what it is, it's a complete online marketing funnel that comes through. You get the lead with everything printed out, and then you call and you have an extension or a call center for them to call you back and all of that. But before we would drive traffic via telephone, and what we've learned over the years, I think it's what you're running into and what I'm hearing, people would rather text than anything else.
And I also, this is a side note, grab a Google Voice number when you're doing this.
Yeah.
The text messaging on Google Voice is excellent. And it's free. And it's not necessary to give your personal number out to that many people. And it has a clear line between work and personal.
Right.
You use that. So use that for texting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. Like, people like to text.
Right.
Because it's on their terms and it's on their time. They can answer it when they're ready.
Because I was on a
coach. It's more polite nowadays, too. I don't know if you've noticed that. But if somebody calls me, I don't want to say I'm offended, because I'm not offended. But I'm like, why'd they just text me?
Like, that's my first thought. What's wrong?
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Like, well, I will say, I do think it's a little bit of a generational thing, too.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Well, because but it's almost like this. I'm getting analytical with it. But if you call someone, you're demanding their attention right then.
Right.
If you text them, it's like, hey, when you got a second, just
shoot. It's very polite.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not going to be offended if you don't text me back within 5 minutes. Like,
right.
You just whenever you get a chance.
To me, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
And I perceive it the same way.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. I've talked to people, why don't you just call me? All this text. In other words, they think it would be
it's
more
almost polite. The opposite. Yeah.
They want to hear my voice. It is a general, because I think... You know, probably 50 years and down, I'm mid 40s, and so I know my generation, we would prefer, and I don't know, older people, if they've got a busy lifestyle, I think anyone is just busy.
Right.
You know, prefer, hey, talk to me in this medium to where I can get to it when it's convenient for me, because if you call me, then I have to stop what I'm doing, like you said.
Yeah.
But I have ran across, and I think it's, let me put it this way, I think it's a Southern generational thing. Yeah. I talked to older Southerners.
Yeah.
Well, I do declare, Terry, you ought to just be.
Well, I think there's also, because it's even with you and me sometimes, especially if it's like a financial thing, we're talking like accounts or something, it's you try and text it and it's just too confusing. You have to call. It's like, I need to like explain this over the phone.
And calls are good for clarification. But I think for these kinds of calls, an appointment is great. Because the other thing, too, a lot of people coming through my funnel, know that this is an opportunity, and right. it's an investment opportunity if they want to go the entrepreneurial route.
Right.
And so they need to, I certainly wouldn't want to answer every single question over text. Like a phone appointment is good.
Right.
I'll answer a few preliminary, but then I'm like, hey, is there a good time we can talk?
Yeah, because at some point.
You can go into more detail as well.
Right. Well, there's some things a conversation needs to take place.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, but just, yeah, but I agree. But to button that up, the reason why that we move to more of a sales funnel and you call back is because as soon as we did that, our volume just spiked because all of our ad copy that we train our members on now, it's all clickable stuff. It's not call. Now, you can still do that. We still train in the back office how we give you ad copy. We show you how to drive the traffic using the ad copy to an extension in your phone.
Yeah.
Because I do have people that just says, Terry, I don't want to even touch a computer. And so we keep that available.
Right.
But there's a cost to that where you gained expedience and you got up running quick. Mm-hmm. Because it's easy to put up an ad copy, drive traffic to an extension and a call, a phone.
Mm-hmm.
You have lost the vetting process and the volume that clickable stuff will bring. And you're working harder than you would have to later on. And you can't scale because you're only one person.
Mm-hmm.
See, what's going on with you when you're talking to those people have already been vetted. They've already seen it. They've already considered it. They've already had to go through a process to say, I really want you to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
So your sales process is 75% done.
It is.
Now it's just a matter, is this a real person? Can I trust this person? Do I want to do
credibility
business?
And I start, you know, the conversations off with, I'm so excited to talk to you about this opportunity. But before I get started, do you have any questions for me?
Right.
And I think they appreciate that because, yes, they've seen the videos, but they need clarification a lot of times.
Right.
About what we're even doing
here.
Because
they just heard some redneck say something they did not understand. What does he mean? Yeah. So that was great. Well, I interrupted you, but go on. That was good. So, you know, getting organized.
Yep. Organized. Getting organized. Say you need to have work time.
Yeah.
And this is something I'm learning too. I have my work time, but I've also had to rearrange some of my afternoon and evening responsibilities because since we do sell across the country, there are certain time zones that I need to take calls for in the evening.
Right.
And usually I'm pretty intense about after 5 o'clock, I'm off the clock.
Right.
But that doesn't really apply in this business.
Right.
Most of the calls we can manage before then, but don't be crazy OCD about your schedule. Like you're going to have to make some exceptions.
Well, that goes to targeting. Some of your traffic, I know because I'm on the front end of some of it.
Right.
It's coming from the aggregate of everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming. But if you were targeting, you could target a certain region of the country. And that way you always know you're on that time.
Good call. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, a question we get all the time, Lindsay, and you can answer this since you're working call center. Is, hey, Terry, Lindsay, Reagan, I work a 9-to-5, but I would love to do something on the side to eventually have my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to the folks about, is that doable?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And how is that doable? Because we can say, yes, it's doable, but how? How does that work?
Again, with the intentionality, block off 1 to 2 hours of your day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a lunch break, first of all, I would take a look at your leads that come in through your funnel and your email and send out your text and schedule your appointments for those 2 hours at night. I schedule 30 minutes per appointment, so I could potentially have a minimum of 4 conversations. And if, you know, one of those conversations is really short or someone doesn't answer, then I'll shoot a text out to my next person on the list. Hey, my schedule opened up for this appointment spot. Do you want it?
Right.
And then I'll call and contact. So I would say, though, if you're having great, meaningful conversations with 4 to 5 people a day, Monday through Friday,
you're going to make some money.
You're going to do good. Yeah.
You're going to. And just and we're going to pause here because the whole title of this podcast here, episode 337, is how I and other members, several other members, have made over $20,000 just last month. And for some, this was their first month. And we welcome them to the 20K Club. I was telling you this whole, you know, I've been doing that for a while. And this year, I've been doing it on the passive residual side. And Lindsay has got my income report. This is what I did, my personal business, not anything else, but just my personal business. I'm an elite member, and this is my residual portion. Now, when she reads this, I want you to understand something. The way I accumulated this was over several years of working the call center, just like you did and other people are doing, and selling it myself and having building a clientele as an elite member. Mm-hmm. And so now I have this residual thing going on.
Yep.
Right. And so you've got my October. And so this doesn't include my referral marketing stuff. This doesn't include some other side stuff that I've got. Because as once you have this platform, you have all these channels and all these different business. This is just TW3. What did I do in the month of October?
You did $26,784.71.
Okay.
Majority was Visa, MasterCard, and Discover, not as popular.
No, that's true.
Would you like to go into the card number?
Yeah.
4-1. Just kidding.
Thank you, Reagan. I appreciate that. You're really being helpful there. But and the way that happened, in the way other members are doing it, and we've got several, and one of them sent me a, please don't mention my name because that makes me a target, where people, you know, other members start to.
I'm going to send him a message tonight.
Chasing them. All right. But, you know, before they did the referral marketing of part of our business, before they did anything else, they did steps 1 through 6. And the reason I bring that up is because steps 1 through 6, everyone has. You don't even have to be an elite member.
Right.
Okay. And so that's how I built that book. Mm-hmm. And it just grows and it grows and it grows and it grows. And so this is how I and other people have made $20,000 or more. Some of them just came on last month, and I've been fortunate enough to be doing it for over a year now, a little over a year. And you made something, and I don't know if you want to, I don't want to press you on it or corner you, but you made a comment about the money that's available in this business compared to other businesses. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And you were very pro about TW3.
Well, I'm a numbers person.
Yeah. So speak to that in your own terms. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but because you're working a call center and people want to know, well, can you really make money? Is this lucrative?
Yes.
Because Terry's been doing it forever. So yeah, he can do it. But what about someone's just starting? So speak to that a little bit.
Okay. So I have a clothing business that I love. It's a great avenue for me to be social and talk to other women. I'm a stay-at-home homeschool mom. So it's a great, great thing in my life. I'm not knocking it. However, if I use my own sales funnel and do 2+ package sales, the commission from 2 sales is more than what I project for an entire month of sales income.
And that's good.
And yeah, I mean, I do well with my other business.
And you're saying that's good.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, TW3 is just a lot more money and a lot less work, because with my clothes, and again, I love it. I'm going to keep doing it.
No, I get it.
But it's, I carry inventory. I have to order and ship, and people come over here and shop all the time and stuff. It's a lot of work to make what I make and to be able to do it with.
And you broke it down in numbers. You said it was like 40 something or 50. I don't know what the exact, but you had.
I sell 65 items a month. I try to only sell that much. I don't want to sell anymore because it's just more and more work. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if I do my own funnel, 2+ sales a month, I've already made more than my profit off of 65 items.
And that doesn't include the residual portion, because you're an old member.
It doesn't.
It just keeps accumulating.
Right. Yeah. I've been doing all kinds of comps. I'm an Excel junkie. And so I've already got like my projected and hopeful sales for this month. And
speak to that, because that goes to working the call center and getting organized. I think you can throw that out as a concept. But just in a practical way, I love your reporting that you'd send to me. Hey, this is who I'm talking with. This is who I'm working on. Mm-hmm. And you have it in a full spreadsheet.
I do.
Speak to a little bit about how you break that down.
Yeah.
For the people that were working the call center or might be coming on and need some tips on how to get organized.
Yep. So whenever a new lead comes through and I get the intake form, there are 3 pieces of information at the top of that lead. Mm-hmm. The name, the email, and the phone number. Now, I look at their work history and their strengths. I take a look at that stuff too. But I go into an Excel spreadsheet and I take their name, phone number, and email. Those are my first 3 columns. And then I have 3 more columns, texted, emailed, called. And I'll make a notation what I've done with that person.
Right.
And then there's a notes column. And so that notes column, I will say, this person is thinking I have an appointment with this person on 2 o'clock. And then I highlight the active leads, the ones that are still in process, so that mm-hmm. when I open up my computer tomorrow, I know these need attention.
Right.
So.
Right. And I tell you, I don't know if you realize this or not, but I'm going to speak to you and the other people. The reason why what she's doing is brilliant is because if you put it in a spreadsheet like she is, you can filter out the ones that are hot, the ones that are mm-hmm. a little cold, the ones are whatever. You can export that as a CSV file, upload it into our bulk texter. And so, because mm-hmm. Google only lets you do one at a time, mm-hmm. we have a bulk text that's free in the mm-hmm. back office. As a member, you upload that spreadsheet and you can send out. It's just like tonight, I sent mm-hmm. out, 1,000 text.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm going live in 15 minutes if you want to join me.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
So that's the beauty of because you've got it in a spreadsheet and you've got you're organized.
Yeah.
You can start saying, hey, these people that have sort of gone cold that I haven't talked to and X amount, you can filter it out and say, I just right. want that list, export it out, upload mm-hmm. it, and send it to them.
Well, the other thing, too, is it helps me remember because
right.
36 leads and I'm going to try to contact them all 3 different ways.
You need to know where you're at in a conversation.
Right.
Yeah. That's smart. Very smart. Anything else?
That's my main tool right
there.
That's
your main tool.
My main tool. I don't think I have anything else.
Get organized, and that's how you do it. Reagan.
Hey, I'm here.
We got questions that we need to hit before we hit yours.
We've got some questions.
If you go ahead.
Let's see. I wasn't prepared. I didn't know we were going for this first. Let me find them. Okay, here's the first one. So this goes back to you guys were talking about texting. So that was the first topic we talked about. This is from Rod. He says, so when you're on the call center, you're actually texting. The call center is not taking live calls right away?
So you can set it up however you want. You can have live calls go straight to you. Mm-hmm. What we train, though, is how to let them go through a funnel and let all the automation of the forms, the funnels, the on-demand webinars that we have all of that. Do the selling process for you, mm-hmm. vet the person so that just like with Lindsay, by the time you speak to them, they're ready to go. They just need to, it's just a matter. Are you legit? Are you trustworthy? Do mm-hmm. I want to do business with you? Do I like you? Because mm-hmm. people do business with people they like.
Well, and they also want to know if they have a connection. I mean, it's important if you're going to be somebody's coach that they like you, they like your speaking voice. I mean,
exactly.
You know,
are you going to have rapport? And then if that works out, then it's pretty much the only reason at that point people mm-hmm. do not buy is they can't get financed.
That's the
bottom line.
Yeah.
And that happens. And then what we do is tell you, just recruit them as a sales affiliate mm-hmm. if they want and work under you for free mm-hmm. until they get, built up.
Right.
And then they can make the
It's really cool because even if the financing doesn't work out, we've got plan B. We've got plan C.
Right. So. Yeah, but that did I answer his question, you think?
I think so.
Okay, good. What other questions?
All right. Let's see. Could Terry comment how the leads work in the call center? Yeah, that was it.
Okay, so the leads in the call center typically are people. There's two types of people that want to buy TW3. It's either people who already have an existing business, insurance, real estate, direct sales, retail, restaurant, MLM, network marketing, anybody that has a product, good, or service, and they're wanting leads for that. They're wanting the TW3 Plus or TW3 Elite package because they want to generate leads for their business.
And without going into too much detail, there was more to the question. How are the leads generated, I guess? Is this something that's for free? Are they coming in like we just have a stockpile? How does this work?
You use the tools. Mm-hmm. As a member, you have the very lead generation tools and training and the technology and the systems mm-hmm. that we resell. You as a trainer and member actually have it and you're trained on how to use them to drive calls
to you.
Or drive emails, however you want to set it. We teach to drive the emails so that you can respond via call later, like Lindsay was just breaking out.
Cool. Our next question is, could you talk about the sales this time of year? How does it, do we sales, fluctuate sales-wise?
Well, why don't you answer that? What are our sales normally in the fall?
Well, okay, so normally fall is the busiest time of year. This is when we pick up, this is when, but that being said, and that's not to say we haven't had a great fall month, because we have, but we were so busy during the summer, which is normally our quote unquote slow month,
time. Rest time.
That I don't, if fall's busier, I might die. Like, we'll be working. Like, is what
fall
I'm
has,
like,
fall has kept pace with our summer and has actually ticked up about 10%.
Really?
You don't feel it. Because
you're used to it now.
Well, you're used to a spike.
So used to it right now.
You're
yeah.
used to it just being, you know, in the summer and then fall.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, this
we're
time of
coming
year,
in so high.
It's, this time, yeah, this time of year is seasonally from here all the way out to about May. It's mm-hmm. is our you know busy. Hold on.
Yeah.
Do you know what you got? And then mm-hmm. usually when school lets out.
Yeah.
It's typically mm-hmm. the summer months.
People go on vacation.
People go on vacations. Yeah. It did not happen this year.
Wow.
You know, it was somebody made TW3 great again. I don't know what happened, but I'm going to stop.
Stop okay. it.
We should all vote tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah. Go vote tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Go vote, Reagan. Wait a minute. Let's I might not want you to vote.
Stop right here. We're not going any further.
Just because you give
I like this question. This one says, I came onto this podcast to learn how to start with an hourly bonus plan to work, save up to a membership. Can someone email me about this? My resume was already submitted. So
yeah, so we have hourly
ready to join.
Okay. Yeah, so we have hourly and salary opportunities that we recruit for that are not inside TW3.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the very powerful things as a member you get to do. You get to offer people hourly jobs. I mean, think about that. Mm-hmm. Most job or business opportunities, home-based business, when it talks about recruiting, if you don't recruit them in that business, well, sorry about your luck, and it's done. Mm-hmm. You can actually help someone, yeah. get them an hourly or salary job, and you can get that over at terrywilson3.com/jobs, mm-hmm. terrywilson3.com/jobs. What it does is you put in your information, it tracks your IP address, finds out where you're at in the country, mm-hmm. you put your name, number, and email address in, and then you get a list of everything that's hiring in your area right now. For that, go earn your hourly and salary, start bulking up, saving up, mm-hmm. and then come over to TW3 when you're ready to be an entrepreneur.
Someone asked how much per hour.
It depends on what's available in your area. It's anywhere from the least it will be is $12 an hour, I think, and mm-hmm. it goes up to $40 an hour. It depends on your experience, your education, mm-hmm. and your location.
I think a good segue into this is our last question for now. I'm trying to find information exactly what are the capabilities of each level of membership.
Say what? I was busy telling you not to rock.
I mean, I'm slightly rocking. It should be fine. The audio will be fine. I'm trying to find information of exactly what are the capabilities of each level of membership in detail. And I did point them to the FAQ if they'd like to go there. Yeah. TerryWilson3.com.
Here's the bottom line.
But I said we'd go over it on the podcast, kind of explain what
if
each
you do not have
does.
A product, good, or service, and you're looking for a home-based business, you can start as a sales rep and trainer. That's mm-hmm. our $5.97 package that is scheduled to go up at the end of the month to $9.97. So if you want to get in, now's the time for such
today
a time.
Is the day.
Today is the day. You know, choose you this day. You know what kind of money you want to make. But it's $5.97 right now. If you, that sales rep and trainer package, I don't have a product, good or service. I don't even know what to sell. I need something to do. Then boom. I don't know of any other business opportunity that you don't have to go out and call your friends, family, and foes and try to recruit them into some peel through lotion or potion. You know, we've got a legitimate business opportunity that everybody will find value in. And we've got a strategy, a system. Because, I mean, I paid $2,500 to get my insurance license.
Well, I was going to say, I paid a lot more money to start my business.
And did they show you how to get leads? Did they show you how to, did they give you a system?
They had some training, but like what the biggest difference for me is the commission is unreal.
Yeah.
Compared to.
I mean, you had to buy inventory. What was the buy-in on that, if you don't mind?
$4,172 was my first order, and then I turned around and placed.
$25-$30 a pop.
Yeah. And one sale, I mean, you know.
Whereas you can buy a $5.97 package and your first sale, if it was an elite package, you're making $1,500.
Unreal. You've already made your investment back in one sale.
I mean, come on, people. Come on. Come on.
It's brilliant. Hey, I have a question though.
All right. Let me finish this question. Cause $5.97, I don't have a product, good or service. I need to sell it. Terry, I have a product, good or service. I'm an insurance agent, real estate agent. I've got a clothing business. Plus. I've got something. That's the plus. Yep. Terry, I want to have my own agency. I want to have an overwrite. I want to be able to do referral marketing to where I don't even have to make a sale to make money. I want passive and residual income. That's our elite membership. Yep. So, and then the breakout and all the different tools and software.
And who's making the most out of all those members?
Yeah, elite members are going to be making a quarter to $500,000 a year. Yeah. You know, sales rep trainers are going to, you know, you're going to top out at $100,000 because you can't do it so much. Plus members are going to make this, plus make whatever your other business.
Yeah.
Okay. Is terrywilson3.com/hourly over?
No, it's there.
I can still use that.
You can still use that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, you can use that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Cool.
It's over. Okay. Reagan.
Yes.
You work support.
I do.
You're
despite what people may think.
Despite what I've been accused of, I do work support.
Millennials.
There it is.
So you see people come on that just shoot to the moon within the first couple of weeks and make a ton of money. And then you see people come on that shoot themselves in the foot.
Sure.
So and keep shooting and then ask for more bullets. Yes. Which,
oh, gracious.
And then blame me because.
And then blame you because you gave them a.
Do you get love letters?
Sometimes. It's not. I'll say this. People are generally pretty nice to me.
Yeah.
For the, yeah. I would say like 98% of everybody that talks to me is pretty nice, which they don't have to be. I mean, they really don't.
I know.
I know how I come across. So the fact that people are nice to me is a miracle. I'm a jerk, so, yeah. But
what I want to ask you, for the new people that have just joined TW3, for the people that are thinking about joining TW3, what are some top newbie mistakes? Don't do this.
Sure.
Because it will impede your success and growth. Mm-hmm. We want you up to speed as quick as possible. What would you give those folks?
So, spoiler alert, I knew this question was coming, so I actually have a spreadsheet here. I did not number them like I should have, though, from least to most important. So these are in no particular order, but the first thing I'd probably say is they get very excited. They're very excited to join, and I don't want to say too excited, but they're very excited to join, but that leads them to sort of skipping over a lot of stuff. They're ready to just, they just want to go.
Right.
And part of that is awesome.
They take off running before they put their shoes on.
You want that enthusiasm. You really do. You want right. that drive, but there comes a point. So for example, for every new member that joins, I send them, you know, if you're a member, you know, you get a login credential email from me right. and there's some information in that, contains some passwords, whatnot, but at the bottom of the email, some text, and I purposely put it in the email because I want people to sort of understand where to get help and where to get support. And part of that email, it says, don't reply to this email. If you need support, you have your recruiter and we have ticket support, but whatever you do, don't reply to this email because I'm not going to look at it. And it's not that I don't want to help. That's how, I mean, you know, for a fact, I supported people through email for the first year. That was a terrible mistake.
Terrible idea.
But that's what I did.
Right.
And so I put that in there. Now, I can't tell you how many times, how many people I send that to, and I still get, to this day, I get questions to my email. And I know, and these are from new members and stuff, and I'm not like blaming them. I'm not upset or anything.
I get it.
But it goes to show, they're very excited. They weren't reading. They didn't right. read that portion of the email. And that's an overarching theme. If you take that into when you're setting up things like your funnel, whatever it may be, going through the steps. I mean, we have a step-by-step program. You're so excited to get started, but you're skipping things that you really should
bite
know.
You.
And you need to know. And the thing is, it kind of goes into my second point that they'll get hung up on something so small without seeing the bigger picture. They just want it to work. They just want to.
Justin did that this week.
Yeah. They just want it to work. That's all they care about. They want every little thing. And a lot of times it's not realistic. There's going to be parts where you don't quite understand it and you have to take the time
right.
to figure it out. So, you know, I think the funnel is a good example for that.
That's
again,
what it because, was.
Yeah. It's the funnel. And that's a good example.
It's always the problem.
Because that's one of those things that we've changed it a few times.
Yeah.
We've right. sort of changed the formula for it. We've changed instructions. Like we're just about to have to go back and change instructions again because we did an update. And so now a portion of that, you know, the funnel right, instructions right. isn't changed. quite right. But, so they'll get really upset that this one thing isn't working. For example, like
they get
my
stuck.
Screen, I want it to be, so I want funny. The text to be this big, but it's not this big. I can't move on.
Well, his was the PDF. Mm-hmm. He's like, where's the password for this?
Yeah.
And yeah. and we're it's both right looking there. Everywhere and it's right there.
Yeah. It's right
like
in front of you.
10 minutes. Yeah. We're both looking.
It's like right there.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know how many tickets we get? Where's the password to the PDF?
And so
I keep going, well, it's in bold. It's you know, so, I mean, I guess I could make it
it's
even.
It's excitement though. It's yeah, what it is.
Yeah. I know.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but just.
No, and this
really
isn't a criticism.
Yeah, I know.
No, this is just what I see. Like,
so what I hear you saying, I think is, Slow down.
Slow your roll.
Just slow your roll.
It's still going to be here.
Because you're going to get there quicker, believe it or not, by going slow.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's the honest truth.
Right.
You're going to get where you want to go faster.
Yep.
By taking the time and consuming the information.
Yep.
Yeah.
And not speed reading.
Yep.
Yeah. No skimming.
No skimming.
No skipping directions.
No skipping directions.
Yep. We're in kindergarten here.
Because I can't tell you how many elite members that wants to do R&P, which R&P is awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, that's responsible for probably half the income.
Yeah.
But if you don't know how to do step four, which is everyone's Achilles heel,
yep,
building a funnel.
Because it is the most difficult.
It's the most technical part of the whole.
It's not impossible.
But if you use the PDF, even if you're not good with computers and stuff, you can figure it out.
And so I think the other thing to that is when you get hung up on small things and you're so excited and you just want to get started, here's what could happen because it's happened before. You get burned out quicker.
Yep. Yes.
You immediately want to
get frustrated.
And there's two reactions to this, and we've seen both. One is, I give up, I'm just not doing this. And you say, this just wasn't for me, I made a mistake. And they quit within the first week or two.
And it breaks our heart because...
It's awful. You don't want to see that.
I don't want to see anybody do that.
Also, there's no refunds.
And there's no refunds to it.
I mean...
And you just blew whatever amount of money.
Well, then that's where the other action is, where they come and they say to us, you're a scam artist. It's like, well no.
I mean,
It's software, it's instructions.
Yeah, like, there's nothing about this that wasn't listed before. But so that point would be, give it more time.
Right.
Like, I won't give any names, but I would say one of the best salesmen that we have, one of the best, just who's making the most, I should say.
Yeah.
Did not do great for the first year.
Yeah,
I mean, it's about a year. Like, I'm not saying they were doing horrible, but they just it.
I'm not going to mention names, but they even by their own account can't even spell technical, let alone be technical.
And it's a marathon.
That's their words.
It's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
It's a marathon, and the whole thing about the magic sauce with TW3 is we put you in a position where you don't have to cold call.
Yeah.
You don't have to go out and pester people. You can work your 9-to-5, come home, and you just like you have a list of leads ready to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But how does that happen? How does that process happen? By building your business, your online business, setting up the funnels the way we show you, marketing it the way we show you.
Yep.
And that all takes time. How much? Could be a week.
Yeah.
Could be a year.
Which you've spoken on this before, too. I think we probably say it once a week.
Shouldn't take a year, by the way. But
No. That's not the norm. But that's a case of someone that, like, it took some time for them to get it. And tenfold, they made their money back and are supporting themselves very well right now.
Listen, if this person wouldn't be making a couple $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
Had they said, well, I paid $5.97 with Terry, $97 a month for a year, and it's just...
Yeah.
And got all pissy and took off. I shouldn't have said that.
Probably not. But, I mean, it's honest.
Well, I'm trying.
I didn't give you a strike for that one.
I know, but I'm trying to watch. I'm saved by grace.
Yeah.
I'm saved by grace.
Yeah.
Because my works ain't going to get me. Anyway, so that number one, take your time. Number two.
I kind of went through the points that, like, as
a, Okay.
I guess, and this is actually the fourth point, and it's not as common. It's not nearly as common as the three other points of getting hung up on small things or getting too excited and sort of skipping over things or even not giving it enough time. But the fourth thing that some people will do is they'll buy a membership. They'll become a rep member. They'll become a plus member. But they become a rep member, and they want...
Plus training.
They want plus training. Or they want elite training. It's like, well, I want to have my own R&P links. It's like, well, I mean, I get that, but you came in at a rep member. Like,
you can't get the Mercedes if you bought the Honda.
Yeah. And that's not to say that the rep package isn't lucrative, because it absolutely is. We have members that have been reps forever. And
I have
really
had
good
people
money.
Tell me, and I'm not going to mention the names of the other gurus or online marketers, but said... I bought your $5.97 rep membership package, and it has more training, more content, more support, more actionable tools to use than this over here that cost me $5,000 from fill in the big name of the big artist.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah,
there's enough.
There's plenty of training.
There's plenty of training.
It's just, it's important to know what you're buying.
And it's ongoing training too. That's
ongoing weekly training.
Yeah. You don't get that from many places.
No.
Because, I mean, honestly, it would be better for me to just make this an evergreen thing. The videos are back there, and then I could go and build another business. Mm-hmm. But I'm so involved in this business. It's what I love. It's what I do. Mm-hmm. That and the other thing is, I think why we've had a 10-year staying power is because mm-hmm. if I was to set it and forget it, it'd be gone in 2 years because technology changes.
Right.
So you have to stay active. And so mm-hmm. That's why I try to stay on the front end. I'm trying all these other things, which probably one of my most lucrative campaigns that I'll do is probably going to go out tomorrow. I'm going to use the voice mm-hmm. broadcast dialer and do some, because it's election day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People are hot. I've got surveys.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I've got some friends of mine up in another county that are mm-hmm. paying me to use the dialer to get out the vote. And mm-hmm. while I get out the vote, why not just say, and by the way, fill out this survey. So, so that'd be cool. Any questions, Reagan?
Yes. So, Stan asked, so ideally, what is the first month / week like? So what would your first month or week be like, I guess?
Going well, your month, first, and Lindsay, okay. And you speak to this, but the first several days is going to be going through your steps.
Oh, yeah.
We have a step-by-step process. Who asked that?
This is from Stan.
Stan, we mm-hmm. have a step-by-step process that's in your back office that we tell you, first do this. And I'll tell you what they are. First, set up your blog yeah. and your website because that gives you online credibility.
And that's not hard.
And it's not hard. And matter of fact, we use, if you're used to WordPress, we use, now our site is a WordPress, but it's sort of a hacked WordPress. There's some things that works and some things that don't because we've got it in a network and we've got plugins that work for that.
Nobody cares about this.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're getting in the weeds.
I'm sorry. But you set that up. You get your merchant account set up so you can take money. You then build your sales funnel that we teach you step by step, which is the most difficult and most technical part of it. And here's the thing. We tell people all the time, if this is like becomes a headache, frustration, you're about to quit, you're cussing me and everybody else, then just stop. And either do it the non-tech way that we show you where you can just drive calls into your call center extension or pay one of our developers and they'll build it for you. It's $120, $127, whatever it is.
Now, I do want to speak on this just because I don't want anybody to be like wanting to join and scared just because of that right there. We gave it to River. We gave our PDF to River. Now,
well, but you can't use that.
But we can speak to River's work ethic and sort of how River is as a person.
Aww.
Now,
River.
No, this is going to be a backhanded compliment. I'll just be honest.
Sweet River.
River's good with computers. Like, he sort of knows how they operate. But he's also the laziest person you'll ever meet if he's not interested in what he's doing.
That's true.
He was not interested in learning how to build a funnel. He was interested in learning how to be paid because we pay him to build our funnels now.
Right.
But he was not interested in, you know, doing the work. That being said, he asked maybe two questions during the PDF, which is normal, and that's what we have support for. One or two simple mm-hmm. questions like, hey, what does this mean? And he built it. And now he probably knows how to do it better than I do because he's done the last 400 of them or whatever.
Right. Like,
it's just, but he, and that was like a year ago or so. So, you know, 13-year-old, 14-year-old River can just take it, and he's not, you know, he doesn't know how to code, he doesn't know any of that.
You don't have to know HTML, CSS.
It's not complicated.
You don't have to know.
You just got to follow the instructions.
You just got to be able to follow instructions, and for you guys that are tripping over it, and I'm not saying it in a disparaging way, if you can't do it, you're not following instructions, but most of the time, it's because people are getting in such a hurry, because they're anxious to get going, start making money. I get that, but if you want to get there fast, you either got to learn it fast and do it, which you can if you'll do the step-by-step. If it becomes a headache, pay someone to do it or do the low tech and start making money. You got to do one, you know, you got to do something. I would tell you it's in your best interest to learn how to do it because once you have the skill set, the sky is the limit. Because what that funnel does for you with all that automation, it's doing all the selling for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there, we've had members come on, they build their funnel in one night. Now they stayed up all night to do it.
Yeah.
But that's just how driven they were to get it done. I mean, so that's not something that's going to take you a week to do don't want it to.
It's not. Great question. What else?
Yeah. Let's see here. What are the Plus Package and Elite going up to next month? What's the price?
The Elite package is not changing. Plus Package goes up to
$14.97.
So it's going to be $9.97, $14.97, and the Elite package stays the same at $29.97. Gotcha. you know, the elite is where you want to be. I realize people don't have that kind of capital sometimes up front. But here's the thing. You can go to cashmutualstore.com and get approved for financing and finance even our top package for $119 a month if you get approved. Mm-hmm. If you don't get approved, but for half that, then get the plus package, you know. Mm-hmm. But you definitely want to jump in. And someone had a question earlier today. Well, if I buy the rep package at this price and I want to upgrade to the elite package later on, what's the difference? It's what you paid,
right,
versus it's not, you're when not going to, yeah, you're mm-hmm. not going to get the $400 price increase credit. So yeah. Yeah, that won't happen. It's
cool. So. I did have a shout out here. It looks like I missed. This comes from Emmanuel. He said, Terry, what's up?
What's up, Emmanuel?
He said, want to give a shout out to Michelle, my future wife. So I thought that was
funny. Well, that congratulations. Was yeah, that congratulations.
I also had a question. Okay. I'm not going to ask that tonight, though. We'll save that for Wednesday because it's more.
Oh, is this a member technical question?
Yeah, this is a member person.
Okay.
So,
well, guys, the deal is real. You can make as much money as you want. Lindsay has been an entrepreneur for a long time, like me, been doing stuff. And, you know, I really appreciate you saying that, Lindsay. You know, I don't want to disparage any other business opportunity, but to let people know, you know, you can make money. This is lucrative.
Yes.
And it's a lot easier.
It really is. I mean, I'm taking the money that I've been making with TW3. It doesn't have a needed place in our family budget. So I'm making Christmas ridiculous this year.
Well, you can just give it back.
No.
If you don't need it, I mean, I'll go on another vacation.
No. We're going to have a ridiculous Christmas this year because it's so great and it's so easy to make money this way.
It is. And it's fun. You're helping people.
Yeah, it
is. Because that's the thing I love about this the most. I love insurance. I love the other products. And there's a lot of great products that you can enrich people's lives with. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, what you're really doing is equipping people.
Right.
With a strategy and a tool to go wherever they want to go.
Yep.
Do whatever they want to do. Get involved in a business that makes them money. So, guys, I'm telling you, if you want to join, you can go to terrywilson3.com/enroll. That's terrywilson3.com/enroll. You can get involved today. Make sure you put your recruiter's name down. You definitely want to do that in the next coming days because we are going up on our price. And here's the thing. You don't want to wait till the end of the month and wait the last hour because you could get in right now and start making money in the next few weeks because this is our big season. This is our big time. Mm-hmm. So this is the time to be in TW3, working at call center, driving calls to either your extension or your sales funnel to follow up with later on. It's definitely the way to do it. So, Reagan, if we don't have any other questions, we've got a membership training this coming Wednesday night at 9:00 and then an elite mastermind group at 9:30. So that you know, that's one of the things you get as an elite member. You get to come to our mastermind group. It's a little bit different format. All the microphones are open. Everybody can talk to one another. I'm in there as well, answering some little higher, more sophisticated ways. And what I do for my elite members is I have a top 25 list of activities, RMPs, and stuff I'm doing right now that makes me the most money. And I give it for my elite members. I break it down. Here's what it is. Here's what I'm doing. Here's how I'm doing it. You know, 25 different campaigns that you can get involved with and start making money with on that. But until next time, thanks everyone for coming out. Make sure you go to terrywilson3.com/worthmore to get my free book. First four chapters there. And if you want to get that free book from Audibles, you can go over to terrywilson3.com/free book. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay. God, what a privilege. I mean...